You're listening to the show about returning shimmies and losing a spot of lizards. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack. And I'm not really sure exactly what a butler is. What's a butler, guys?
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Yeah, short staff.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's slow.
Yeah, I'm slow.
Little Bathwack.
So cute.
I pick him
you
up.
You pick him up. Point. Point him which way you go.
Let's go.
Alex is like, that's not funny.
That might actually be faster. It's not funny, but it might be faster.
Oh my God.
I'm nothing if not practical.
Oh my God. That would be
Mo
so hard.
Mo can pick him up.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm like, I don't think Will would. Mo. Yeah, but he'll just say, Mo, pick him up.
Okay.
Is that okay, Bathwack? Sorry.
Can Mo run with me?
Yeah, does that.
I can try. You're pretty tiny.
Who's going to carry me?
But Will, Will can fly
Rafina's caught
really
up to you guys,
fast, right?
I can, I have been using my cloak this whole time because the fact is I am running low on spells.
You've got like half your slots.
I am, but I can't cast these.
That was a Will thought. I know.
Fly is a bigger one.
I know.
So I can't, I don't actually have that many left. If there's a dragon. Okay, fine. You want me to cast it?
I don't want you to do anything. I'm just joking about Will and his sense of self economy.
I know the kind of game you run, which is relentless, so I need to save my spells, dude. A day lasts for 10 years. Okay.
Gwen has none of her three spell slots.
Yeah, it's been 9:34 p.m. for the past hour and a half.
I know.
All right, so Mo picks up Bathwack and puts him on his shoulders and starts running through the woods. He is. To be honest, as he does that, you realize he's probably about as fast as you are because he can't see as well as you can.
Oh, no.
All right.
He's got his light.
Don't you have a torch? Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, he's not blind, but it's not as easy as just running through the woods when you can see. Bathwack has dark vision because of his cloak, or his robe, rather.
Can Mo stay with Rafina and Will fly with me?
So...
I would help if I could, guys, but I don't know what I could do in this situation.
Wait, you're here?
I mean, we're all kind of close. I don't know. I'm over by Rafina, who I think was here.
Wait. Oh, I'm
it
not
doesn't
here.
Matter.
Wait, I'm not with
who
you.
Who knows? I just wanted to say that.
Or something.
I'm filling the space. It's a podcast.
I think it's just me and Bathwack together and Mo, right?
Yeah.
Bathwack, Will, and Mo chasing after these people, and those everyone else is back with Gwen.
Yeah.
So,
you're right, we were all supposed to stay.
Well, I mean, you were. I said I was flying like right away, and then I didn't talk for a while, so I just figured that was what was happening. I didn't even. But I could cast fly on me and Mo could carry you, and we could go that way, and I could light my way because I can cast fly and use light.
I do love flying. I love flying.
I'm sorry, Beth. Like, you're so little, though. We need Mo, too, and I don't think I can cast it much higher.
Hurry, she gets away!
Yes, I did it! I'm casting.
Whee!
I'm casting. Oh, don't forget Bathwack!
No, he's still on his shoulders.
Oh, okay.
He's like running in the air, like with his legs.
Oh my God, like one of those lizards in the water. They're running.
I just picture him like running like he would on the ground, but he's flying.
Okay.
That's what he feels like he has to do. He feels like it makes him go faster.
Wait, so I start flying and Mo is still, I'm still on Mo's shoulders, and so Mo goes up too?
It's the other way around. He casts fly on Mo.
I cast fly on Mo.
Don't let go.
Okay. Oh.
Don't let go.
Oh, it's a little bit like E.T. in the bike.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
You're E.T., Mo is the bike.
Yeah.
And Will is Elliot.
And I cast light on my billy club and hold it out in front of me.
I can't see! Ah!
Wait, he's... But Bathwack, wait.
Where do I go?
Wait. Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
She's getting away!
I'm so confused.
That way. That way, Mo. I'm going to, like, point his head.
just turns into like some sort of like one of those weird arcade games where you have to be in the machine and you have to like point it. You're like controlling Mo.
I control Mo by his ears. Wait, he doesn't have ears.
This is a Ratatouille situation.
His ear holes, so you can like put your fingers in and just like. Yep.
This game has really weird controls.
So, with that in mind,
I'm gonna switch to using my thumbs. There we go. Like a steering wheel.
He probably can't take full advantage of his 60 feet fly speed, but he's still moving pretty fast.
Okay.
And you're still able to track the axe, Bathwack. And you're just following along, Will.
Yeah, I'm flying after them.
Okay.
Oh man, we're getting really far away.
Yeah, you're booking it through the woods. And eventually you hear noise in the woods up ahead. Crashing through the underbrush, it sounds like.
Okay. Mo, do you hear that?
Yes, I do. Is that her?
I don't know. Wait, so is that the axe down there?
Yeah, it feels the direction of it seems like it's in the direction of the noise, yes.
I think the noise is what we're looking for, or at least that's where the axe is. I don't know if Halula still has the axe.
I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast.
What?
Just in that direction?
I'm casting Eldritch Blast in that direction.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I didn't think we would kill her, Will.
Too late.
So you think it'll probably be pretty hard to hit because you still can't really see her?
Will is not assuming he'll even hit her. He's hoping he'll hit her at all. Just hoping from the direction.
All
so
three blasts?
Disadvantage or something? Or?
No, it just she gets a better AC.
Oh, okay. So I just... Really? I don't have to roll a disadvantage or something for not being able to see at all?
No, she just has a higher, so it's just, she's always harder to hit. It's not like you have a chance.
I don't know if it's clicking enough. I have three beams or whatever.
All right, so I'll take the first three, 13, 12, and 22. Okay. All right, the third one hits. And you hear, ah! In the woods. And you deal, what, three force damage, I think it said?
On that one, it was a two, I think.
Oh, was it? Sorry.
It was the 20. It was the 22.
Oh, yeah.
It was a two.
Yep. Two force damage.
Yep.
And, you still hear the noise.
Okay. Well, I'm going to describe Will as flying with intent to kill Bathwack in case that matters to you at all.
That does matter to me,
attention.
But,
do I drop you on her?
So, I mean, is it, so it's, you give that description. So like, I look at Will and I'm like, oh my God, he's going to kill her. Yeah. Right? Like, it's just obvious.
Mm-hmm. Well, like.
You hear that noise of like a dive bombing plane in movies.
No, but I mean, I just hurled three Eldritch Blasts and we heard her get hurt, I think, or a oof or something. And I look like I'm about to cast Eldritch Blast again. I'm just waiting for the time period, you know, 6 seconds or whatever.
Mo, Will looks really serious. Let's go down there and tackle Halula. Let's reach her before he does.
Nope. Okay. Use my ear holes.
Now we're in a race to go get her.
It's that way. I'm just sort of pointing alongside his head. Fly down there. Look out for the crud.
It's like riding Falcor. Yay! Bathwack riding Mo. It's amazing.
Mo's a luck dragon.
I'm a luck dragon.
That's the name of our minivan, Falcor.
Yes, it is.
Were you saying something, Alex?
No, just that I want to tackle Halula.
Okay.
Or I want Mo to.
All right.
I want us to get in between Will and Halula. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to make Will and Mo both roll dexterity checks to see who can navigate their way down towards her more.
So just straight dexterity?
Agilely. Agilicious.
Straight dexterity?
Yeah.
Agilicious. 15.
Mo got a 12. Why is he plus zero? That doesn't make sense. Anyway.
You can adjust it if you want.
No,
that's fine.
He has other stuff.
Plus 8.
I put his stats in there. he's not zero across the board. Okay. He's more strong than dexterous, I guess. So you said a 15?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, he got a 12. So yes, you were able to close the gap more quickly than your lizardy companions.
Okay.
And eventually she is within sight. Like, you can see her sort of struggling through the trees and bushes. Oh my
God. I thought I was going to be able to do this really easily, but now I have to ask, is she important? Is it going to kill your game if I fucking kill Halula right now? I don't know how many hit points she has.
How many times have I told you to play the game?
I'm going to hit her with Eldritch Blast.
Right.
Would it ruin the game if we all killed Will?
Gosh, I've been trying to hint at that for 4 years, you dullards. I've never met a group of people more dense. Anyway, go ahead and roll your blasts.
All right.
And then you'll have a chance to Bathwack, but
I
these will
resolve.
I have
horrible anxiety right now, you guys. Is it really? Wait, okay. Also, I'm going to ask because I don't
want
to be the toxic player. No, I'm not. Don't count it yet because I'm going to ask, will it really bother you guys as players?
No metagaming.
Don't want to like offend anyone.
They're trying to make sure that consent is...
You're going to have to live with the consequences of your decisions, Will.
Oh, Alex, I am so ready.
Oh!
25, 21. Oh!
Gee. Okay.
I don't know how many hit points she has, but...
Less than that. Is 17...
Oops, too many. Okay. I just tried to stop her, but...
All right, so three coursing bolts of energy fly through the woods, lighting up the forest around you and crash into the back of Halula, Larella, not Farella, duh. And she lets out a scream and falls to the floor of the forest floor.
You guys, I just killed somebody. All right, cool. I am so fine with that, I say
now
with my heart hurting.
Now who's the serial killer? I didn't know that.
I don't know. Is it you? Why did you just say that?
Wait, does it kill her outright? Like, do they really not have a chance to even save her like you would for any other...
I haven't specified,
okay.
I'm just
trying to be nice.
You see her soul fly up through the trees into the sky.
And it explodes.
Like this.
Yeah.
Double middle.
It flies right into you.
Oh, God.
And then disappears, Bathwag.
Oh, all right. I did that.
So, yeah, you were... if you want to, you're able to go to Halula. You can get to her. Yep. Whoever would go to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or be near her. Or chop off her head.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to... Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as Mo is low enough to the ground that I can safely disembark.
Then, dismount.
1 inch from the ground.
Safely.
Yeah, you know, when the stairs come down and, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll leap down to the ground and run over to Halula.
Okay.
Try to stabilize her.
All right, medicine check.
Unless I can, wait, I can just heal her outright, right?
Potentially.
Yeah. All right. If she's not totally dead, I'm going to heal her 15 hit points.
Okay. Yep. She is not totally
dead. Lay on hands, yeah.
And you are able to recover 15 of her hit points.
Woohoo! She springs up.
All right.
Kicks me in the face.
Are you going down as well,
yeah.
Will?
Okay. I thought that was the objective. Will is not completely like psycho. He thought we were going after her to stop her.
Yeah. Well, you stopped her.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Did my job. So just for frame of reference, I was anxious about that. Will was not. Will was like, this person is our enemy. I'm going to go kill this person that is betraying our group. So if Bathwack is upset by that, that's totally fine. But Will is going to be caught slightly off guard by that. Slightly off guard.
Well, let's see what happens.
I'm just expressing it like that's Will's demeanor is when he gets down. He's not shying away from that. He killed her. He's like, good, yep. I did it.
Okay.
I killed an enemy.
And she's sort of gasping
Great.
For air on the ground as you
Great.
Land.
Great. Why did you do that?
Moaning in pain.
Oh, great.
I'm holding my shield up between her and Will.
No, watch out, Bathwack. Try not to cast Eldritch Blast yourself, I say, like, confused.
Wait, did we?
At least
we
mine
to
was
stop
an accident.
Her?
yours was an accident. Are we accepting that as like the truth? Was it an accident to make a deal with, you know?
Let me go.
Oh, man.
She's like up on her hands and knees and
heal her anymore.
Trying to crawl away. She seems okay. She's just sort of recovering, basically. You don't think she's in danger of bleeding out at this point or anything. Meta-wise, you've restored 75% of her hit points.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Good.
So she's just a big baby. Wait, she only died for a little bit.
She's just been nearly killed.
Yeah. It was only for like 3 seconds. Jeez.
You've only been dead for 3 seconds.
Grow up.
What are we doing? What do we do?
Lulu, why do you need to leave?
Not safe with you. All of you.
Clearly, but
that's what I've been saying to all of you.
But you're going to go and betray Rafina.
I don't care anymore.
Oh, just she doesn't care anymore. That's a load of bullcrap. I come up to Bathwack. I think Will is still a little like, really? You're holding the shield up to me? So he's not really like threatened.
Back off,
that.
Will.
Are you serious? What?
She's going to send Rafina to jail.
Yeah, exactly. And compromised everyone's safety
in
this
group. Well, she has to catch Rafina first.
Well, she's literally with us all the time.
Why don't we, like, take her stuff and just leave her here?
Oh, she'll die.
If she doesn't die, she might pull her little scrappy routine that she did and didn't die in the lizard caves and survive here, too. You know, like, she's scrappy. Look at her. Ugh. She's gonna survive, look, and she's gonna make trouble in Bear Toggle.
We're gonna get to Bear Toggle well before her. Just leave her.
I mean, what's she gonna do? I mean, so what if she gets to Bear Toggle? She'll raise a guard, right? I mean, we won't be able to go into Bear Toggle, right?
You want to deal with that, Bathwick?
But they'll still have to catch Rafina. I mean, we're not gonna let that happen.
Why make this more complicated than it has to be? I don't understand this.
Because we're not losing more innocent lives.
She's not innocent? Ugh, yuck.
She's not evil, Will.
Fine, yeah, she's not evil. Oh, I forgot. Oh, sorry. Excuse me, I forgot who I was talking to. It's Bathwack, good and evil guy.
I mean,
okay,
fine. If you guys leave, I could just, like, she could be just food.
Oh, does she look like a snack, Mo? Does she look tasty?
Not really,
meanwhile,
but I mean, you know.
She's like crawling on the ground.
It's been a while.
This
I didn't
awful.
Have any of stew.
Oh, you didn't have any of the... Yeah, well, me neither. Ugh.
Yeah, weird.
Weird, yeah.
Not food.
Totally weird.
Uh-huh.
No, look, listen. We kill her and we're doing exactly what she's afraid of. We're turning into what she's...
What are you turning into?
Turning into who she thinks we are.
I am who I am. I don't have a problem with who I am. She is betraying the group that I am a part of. I don't
she
need
still
her to
has a choice to make.
Okay. Fine. If you would like to manage her, I trust you with that.
I'm a little bit shocked.
So we drag her back and she just run away again and we have to do this again? I mean, I like flying. And he flies up into the air a little bit.
Kimmo, you can go fly. I mean, you know what? Sounds like Bathwack would like you to take Halula back to the group, coddle her a little bit. Just make sure she doesn't get away, okay?
What is coddle? Is that like season?
What?
No. Don't eat her. Bathwack doesn't want you to eat her.
Okay.
I'm sending a secret message in case you are wondering, Bathwack.
Coddle. Does that involve pepper and spices? <That's
funny>. So I fly
no
her back?
No eating. Mo, no eating. I reach into my pocket. I grab out 10 gold and I give it to him. Here's your payment for catching her. Good job.
I did it!
All right, now go back to the group.
With
me
her?
And Bathwack have 1,000 things to talk about.
Okay. All right, Halula. Sorry? I'm not sure.
Don't let her go, Mo.
Okay. I won't let her go.
Tie her up. Can we tie her up,
Mo's
Bathwack?
Mo's taking Halula?
Yeah, I take her. And I don't need to tie up. I have arms.
Yeah, Mo. Yeah, Mo, listen.
What?
let's not turn into the people that she thinks we are.
Okay. You the boss. And he flies away. And you're not sure if that was a singular or a plural you.
Bathwack, what kind of person do you think you are? I'm very curious about that.
Well, I don't know anymore. But as long as I have choices I can make, I'm not taking Kalula's life.
Okay, but you've made some other very interesting choices recently.
Do you want us to, like, go?
Go away.
Should we go back to them?
I was about to, yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, there I was, Morrison, living my life, and all of a sudden... you all just storm in there. I'm just trying to nick a bit of candy, and... now I'm all swept up into it, and that's where I am. So anyway, what
that's
do you think?
Fascinating.
What do you think my job should be?
Storyteller? I don't know.
You don't seem convinced. Is there a role that you're lacking that I can fill? A nice little niche that I could just slip into? Something you're lacking? I said lacking already.
What kind of magic do you have?
He said he doesn't have any.
A winning smile. He smiles.
Aww.
Do you know how to make tea?
No.
Do you? Okay.
Are you guys just naming things you already know how to do? I was saying, what do you not have?
We're trying to delegate things that we, so that we don't have to multitask so much, so that we can focus on the ultimate goals.
Oh, do you know anything about symbols?
I mean, I can read a bit.
And Gwen takes out the book. She's uh-huh. like, do you recognize any of the symbols on the front of this book?
Well, that's a keyhole, he says, pointing at the keyhole.
That's
otherwise, no.
Okay.
I mean, I got some light fingers, if you know what I mean.
They shine?
No, quite the opposite. You barely notice them.
Yeah, there's no stealing around here, at least when it comes to me.
Well, no, I'll steal for you.
That's still not good. No. That's not how things work.
What?
Stealing is bad.
You guys probably stole a ton of stuff in Morrow's Inlet.
I have not stolen anything.
All right, Rafina, you tell me what to steal.
What? What? No. If I tell you to take something, there's going to be a very good reason for it, and we're going to give it back later.
All right, you can handle the giving back part. I'll do the taking, you do the giving.
Unless it's a tissue, then no one is going to want it back.
All right, you want me to steal tissues?
No. If you have a cold.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
Do you know anything about puzzles?
Puzzles? No.
Because I have this little box here that's uh-huh. like a puzzle.
Oh, show me. What is it?
Here. This I have this.
Okay.
And she gives him the box with the piece of paper in it that says ding, dang, dong that came out of the...
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So he looks
wait,
at
what?
That.
Sorry. Hmm. What came out of the chest? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Well, all right. Well, let's take a look at this. Okay. What does this say? And he points at the first word.
Oh, you don't... Okay, it says ding.
Oh! And you say that, and the box starts to tremble in his hands. Oh, what the fuck? And he drops it, and the box starts to unfold and continue to unfold.
Whoa.
And unfold and unfold until eventually it unfolds completely into a boat 10 feet long, 4 feet wide, and 2 feet deep. It has a pair of oars, an anchor, a mast, and a sail.
Quick, push it to the water, quick!
You're in the middle of the woods.
Oh my god!
Unsay it! We'll never get this to the water.
That didn't do that last time.
I solved the puzzle, you guys.
Did anyone?
How much
say
do I get
last time?
Yeah, I said ding, dang, dong last time.
Maybe maybe you just have to say
and
ding.
Then the box, the boat starts to fold up, and it eventually folds back up into the box.
Oh. Maybe that was it. We used it up.
But so it's still just the box?
Now it's just a box just sitting on the ground.
Okay, Gwen's going to grab the box and put it back in her pocket. She's like, okay. Wow. That was...
I'm pretty good at puzzles, aren't I?
So funny. And now there's a word you should definitely not say ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Rufina, it didn't do that last time, did it?
No.
Quiet, everybody. We're hiding.
You feel a trembling in your pocket.
No. I'm just
oh my god.
I didn't really say that. I might sometime.
You suspect there may be some intent behind it. Some deliberateness. As opposed to just saying hi ding. But I guess there was some intent there. So
Yeah. Wow.
So you guys are just joking around, threatening to crush Gwen beneath a giant folding boat. When out of the darkness flies Mo very tentatively. He's been flying in the dark this whole time.
Yeah. Oh God. Wait, no, I cast it on something that he had.
Oh, you did?
So now me and Dagger are just standing in the dark, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I guess I have to cast it on something else. Oh, crap.
Mo, what's happening?
Oh! And he's holding Halula very tightly. He kind of has her like in a headlock.
We got her. Oh, my goodness. Halula.
Yeah, yeah, she is. I have
what
to hold
happened?
Her.
Halula, did you talk? You talked to Moondancer. I'm so... Dreamer? Dancer Dreamer?
I'm so sorry, Moondreamer must have scared you.
Moondreamer, I'm so jealous. I wanted to meet Moondreamer. What was Moondreamer like? Tell me all about it, Halula.
No.
Oh, you're mad at me still for because you think I'm a serial killer.
Yeah, and your friends try to kill me. So yeah, it all kind of adds up.
What?
Wait, which friend?
All of you.
I didn't. I was here.
I didn't try to kill you. I might have scared you with the unicorn, and I apologize. I'm not supposed to apologize, but I'm apologizing.
Listen here, lady. You tell us the truth. What was this Moondreamer like? You tell her right now. She wants to know.
She does not respond.
That's amazing.
Yes, so we get her, but we not kill her and we just keep her. Because, I don't know, they not decide what to do. I don't know. What do you think we should do?
Well, he
sounds so unlike us.
What, Halula, what, do you still trust me, Halula?
Yeah.
Come over here. Stay with me.
No, I hold her. I not let go.
Yeah, Mo, that's right. Ooh.
Can you keep her safe?
Sure. That's I'm not supposed to eat her.
No, you don't eat her and don't hurt her.
Right. Yes. Those are my orders. Correct.
Who gave you these orders?
Will or Bathwack? I kind of blend together sometimes.
See, Whack-whack. It's not just me. Bathwack. Will Thwack.
So, do we go back to fire and wait, or?
Yeah, let's go back to the fire.
I think they'll come back. Will can fly, so he probably pick up Bathwack and fly. Let wait and watch him carry Bathwack into clearing. That'd be funny.
Can you see where you're going? I mean, why don't you, you know?
Yeah, the fire over there.
Okay.
He gestures with his head. He can't point. He's holding Halula with both hands.
Just be careful of the boat. But yeah, let's go back
to
boat?
The fire. What boat?
Oh yeah, there's a boat. You missed that.
Okay. Sounds good.
But we also have the dragons. I mean, the lizards.
We do have the lizards, and they're very fast.
Yeah, you remember who got those? Remember who brought them back? It was
yes,
me.
It's the Puzzle Master.
That's right. That's right. That's my name now in the group, the Puzzle Master.
Do you want a sticky brick?
I don't trust anything that comes out of that pouch.
I'll give you some twig tea then.
Okay.
Glug, glug, glug. Thank you for sticking.
Do you say that? Out. Do you drink it all?
What, like syrup?
Oh, you're pouring it.
I'm pouring it.
Just right into his mouth.
This is initiation, kid.
You'd hold his head back.
I love it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's so good.
You killed it.
It's a little earthy.
Tones of loam.
It's not umlaumi at all. It's
all right. So, Will and Bathwack, you're alone in the middle of the woods and it's dark, except not for you, Bathwack. You see
so
everything around.
It. Oh,
it's all black and white.
Is it his cloak?
Yeah.
Bathwack, can you light a torch or something? I'm still lighting Mo's way Halula to safety, which is the stupidest fucking idea this group has ever had.
While Will is berating me, I'm kneeling down and taking out a torch and lighting it so he can see.
It's too low to the ground. Raise it up a little more, Bathwack.
I'm gonna hand it to Will to hold.
I assume you just set me on fire. you hand it to me flame first.
Yep. Flame first.
Yeah, I'll take it. Cool. Thanks. Wow, that was easy. I thought maybe I'd have to pay you for it or something. Anyway, what were we talking about? I forgot what we had said. It was something I said something
well,
about the Kingmaker.
You seem to take issue with not killing Halula. You didn't want me to stop you.
And you were saying, don't be the people that she thinks we are. And I was like, what kind of person do you think you are? Because you've been making some weird choices lately. Because you were talking about, as long as I have a choice. And I was like, you've been making some weird choices lately. Like your choice to make a deal with a certain somebody. We were along those lines. So, got anything you want to say? It's a little weird knowing certain things that you haven't disclosed to the group.
Do you want the rest of the group to go away so that the discussion can happen freely?
Or do you want to share?
I mean, we are alone in the woods right now.
Yeah, we're alone.
I mean,
Alex wants get the hell out of here.
I would rather you be able to speak freely. Like,
he just wants a moment without Abby. He's been in the same house with her for 11 months.
No one will even be able to hear Will scream.
Yeah.
No,
bye, guys. This is my final sign off to Denise and Abby as Will. Goodbye. Good night.
Good death to me.
If you can speak freelier and not give spoilers, I would rather.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So.
Right. It was that thing about choices, right? I said something like, as long as we have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to become the people that she thinks we are.
Yeah. And I said, who do you think you are?
I'm not going to kill her.
And I'm
not going to let you kill her.
Okay. Is this where we're starting?
I don't know.
Well, that's fine. I told you that I trust you in your decision. If you don't want to kill her, that's fine. The rest of you can babysit her while we go to Bear Toggle. And I'm not going to be involved with that. But if that's what you guys want, That's fine. Whatever you guys want. I'm more concerned about the fact that there are a lot of changes going on with you lately, and I might have a little insight into things that you've done, decisions you've made.
Really?
I'm curious about what's happening, Bathwack, because for somebody who doesn't want to kill Halula and wants to be on the good side of things, you sure do seem to be making some deals with some not so savory entities.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? This! I point to the crown on my head. And the one on your head, because I don't have that spell up right now, so it's just there. You know, this all goes back to that weird thing, that weird time in the woods where weird shit happened to me, weird shit happened to almost everybody, and you said that the crown just appeared on your head. But I think something else happened. I think that there might have been someone there because...
There might have been more. Yeah. But I wasn't lying to you.
No,
It did just appear on my head.
Okay. All right. Well, do you just want to say it out loud? Have you made a deal with the Kingmaker? You've made a deal with the Kingmaker.
So, yes, I talked to the Kingmaker.
Mm.
At least that's who he said he was. I didn't make a deal.
I made a deal. Slippery language that you know that I'm familiar with, Bathwack. Just with me.
I am. Like, didn't seem transactional. It didn't seem like I owed anything.
Wait a second, though. Now you can also cast Eldritch Blast.
I can.
I think that seems a little transactional.
What do you mean?
What did he say? What was the deal about? And I want to be rolling insight because I want to know if Alex is lying or Bathwack is lying. But that is, Will is like.
It's up to you if you want to make this about rolls or just about
okay.
rolling.
All right.
There's no deal. Like, I didn't agree to anything.
That's not the way that deals always work. When I was under the influence of the swirly man, I didn't go and write a contract with him and sign it. I didn't have a discussion. I didn't have negotiations. He had me in a very dire situation, and he saved me for a price that I didn't understand. That is why I am intruding on your business right now, Bathwack, because apparently right now we're together, and for some whatever reason of the cosmos that this has happened, that both of us have come together, right? The best combination of guys ever. We're traveling together and it's all terrible, right? But I have experience with being in a bad deal, whatever you want to call it. You don't want to call it a deal, that's fine. It sounds like you are under the same kind of situation that I was in, or a similar one. You have a crown glued to your head. So do I. Weird shit's happening to you. You are suddenly making deals with swirling orbs that we find randomly in the woods. Hmm? That swirling orb was very suspicious to me.
It was confusing to me. And what stood out to me is the way that it talked. It used the language gift. It said, "Do you want a gift?" And I thought, oh, this can't be the same gift.
Bathwack! That's the same thing they said in the Amber Temple. Amber Tamblyn.
I know, but we're so far from the Amber Tamblyn. I mean,
we are. Thank you. Bathwack. Oh, no. Bathwack. Will suddenly looks sad. Bathwack. I didn't realize that you weren't making this connection. That's what has been happening. We've been hearing it everywhere. The dark powers, they're here. Something's going on. I have been in denial, but I'm sure something really fucked up is happening to Davoli. And, you know, beyond that massive problem in my life, there's like 100 other weird things that are happening right now, right? And we know that they're here, or at least weird dragons flying through the sky are saying stuff about dark powers. That weird guy in Norton said stuff about dark powers. And now you're making deals or accepting gifts. And that's what the dark power said, Bathwack. We need to add a line to our contract that says you will not make any further deals with dark powers, or the contract is void, because this is not going to turn out well. Okay, Bathwack, this isn't going to turn out well. Fuck!
I'm fine not accepting any more gifts, I think.
Bathwack, I mean, what does it mean that you accepted these gifts already?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, I don't know if I'm... I don't know if I'll be strong enough to go where I need to go without... I mean, I had so much hope when I spoke with the Kingmaker in the temple. I thought I could finally go back. And it's a hard thing to turn down.
Bathwack, it is so not the right choice to make deals with entities that are beyond your understanding. It's so not a good road to go down. I was so lucky to be with you guys when somehow we beat those things out of me and I don't have them anymore, but now you have them in you. This is bad news, Bathwack. You have dark powers in you.
But the Kingmaker is different, Will. The Kingmaker doesn't ask anything of me. It's not like your patron.
You killed somebody by accident.
I don't know what's going on there.
Bathwack, it's to do with the same stuff. It has to be. Because I know you wouldn't kill anybody. You're Mr. Good Guy. You're not going to kill anybody on purpose. I know that. I gave you a hard time for it, but of course you're not going to kill anyone on purpose. You just saved this dopey dimwit who's going to rat us out in Bear Toggle. Of course you try to save everyone. You don't try to kill anyone. But guess what? Having anything to do with these powers is bad news. And if you want to go back and be the king of your gully or the end or whatever, you know what? That's fine. I will. You know what? Okay. Bathwack, if it is that important to you. All right. I've been meaning to say this, but then we got attacked by a dragon. And I guess in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the dark, with me holding a torch in the middle of the fucking woods, I repeat myself in a more scared voice, is the place to say it. So I made a mistake. I made a mistake in not, I think this is somewhat my fault. And by somewhat, I mean, maybe some of it is a lot my fault, but I think you're making dumb deals because, like, maybe partially because I'm not really a reliable person to have, you know, in this group so far. And like, you were mad about a letter that I might have wrote that you weren't supposed to read, but you did anyway. And I should not have sent it. I should not have sent it. I am sorry. And I will try to fix that situation. I'm sure that it's not, you know, it's probably not, the letter's probably never going to get there anyway. Look at the way the world's working. But, you know, that boat's probably on fire on the river. I don't even know if you know. I shouldn't have mentioned the boat. I don't know if you know what happened with the boat. I shouldn't have mentioned that, but it's probably, the letter probably won't get there in the first place. But if it does, we have time. I'll figure it out. Bathwack, you need to stop making deals with dark powers.
But listen, Will, can I trust you? I feel like you're doing something behind my back with my something to do with Gully's End. And I'm worried about what's happening there. I don't know what it's going to be like when I get there. I don't want us to change it somehow.
Bathwack, excuse me for a second, but how do I know that what you're saying is not like, you know, wrapped up in dark power shit? How do I know you're not manipulating me right now? Because right now, I think you're the one that's a little less trustworthy. I mean, the good guy starts making bad decisions. That seems a whole hell of a lot less trustworthy than the not so great guy making bad decisions. You know?
Why the conflict, Will? Like, I'm asking just if I can trust you. Like, can you leave Gully's End alone? At least until we get there and we understand what we're dealing with. I mean, there's something there that's, I don't even know. I haven't been there in a long time, but I don't want us to do anything that.
You, I can't believe you're being so honest with me. I thought it was going to be a little harder. I mean, I did have to read your fucking thoughts in order to figure out that you made a deal with the Kingmaker. Although I did suspect it before, but.
You keep saying deal. There's no deal.
Okay, there is a deal. It's an unspoken deal. I didn't agree to do anything. Bathwack, yes, you have. Somehow you accepted a gift. There's something attached to it. The crown is attached to your head and now it's attached to my head. That means it's related to me. So this is serious to me because as fucking much as you care about Gully's End, that's how much I care about Tivoli, but like it's much more than that. Like multiple thousands of times more than that. My whole family's in Tivoli. Okay, no, I know your family's in Gully's End. This is why I'm leveling with you. I think we're coming from a similar
You're not the only one with a family,
place.
Will.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yes, I just heard that. Mr. Not sharing his life story either. I know you don't know much about me, but I haven't known a lot about you either. And now finally I know. You have a family. You're the king of some place. Am I the only non-king in this group? I feel like I'm the only non-royalty member. But you are telling me that you are under the influence of a dark power, right? I can get that from you. Are you verifying that? Cast Zone of Truth on yourself?
I really honestly don't know. Like, I feel like my decisions are mine. I mean, with the exception that I can't seem to control my magic.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mm-hmm. minor thing.
That is pretty, Bathwack, that ended in the death of a, I mean, okay. All right, Bathwack, here. Here, I'm going to give you this too. Selenia sucked. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're feeling guilt over killing Selenia, don't. She was a bad person. Okay? You should feel worse about trying. I know it because she's from Tivoli and because I got a little information about her. Okay? You need to feel worse about almost killing Nat than you do about mistakenly killing Selenia. Bathwack, you're in the clear. You're still a good guy, okay? All I'm begging you to do is to stop even talking. Do you know what? Just don't talk to the dark powers. Does that sound good? Just don't talk to them. If you need to talk to a dark power, go through me. I am really good at talking to people and to figure out deals. So I can help you. Hey, how about that? I will help you negotiate a deal to get back your homeland or something. I don't know. I'm sure I could help you better than any dark power could.
But, I mean, you have a crown on your head too. Who have you been talking to?
I haven't been talking.
I mean, how do I know that? I mean, isn't it dangerous for any of us to talk to these dark powers?
Yes, I have not talked to the Kingmaker. You saw this happen to me, Bathwack. You saw it happen to me. I put the crown on my head because I was one of the hundreds of times. Maybe it blended in with the rest of life, but I was one of the hundreds of times I was making fun of you. I put the crown on my head and it stuck. You saw it. It happened after the crown got stuck to your head. So I didn't make any deal with anything. My magic is 100% mysterious. I have no idea. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's certainly different from the magic I had before. It feels different. It's not as negative. It is not the same thing. This crown has something to do with you and your decision. So I am asking you. I gave you the thing about Selenia. I mean, I'm really kind of pleading with you right now to not make any further, not to have any further discussions with dark powers without me being there or someone else that might be a little more. What are you laughing about?
I'm wondering what word is coming next.
A little more business savvy. You know what I mean?
Someone a little taller with less hair.
Business savvy, Bathwack, just like you can count on me. And I'm trying to reach out with a lot of pieces of information. I mean, I haven't told anyone that you made a deal with the Kingmaker. I haven't told anyone. I haven't told a single person. And I won't. That's one thing I will give you. Second thing is the thing about the Selenia. Don't feel so bad. You're still a really good guy. You're still going to go to Paladin Heaven or wherever the fuck you go when you die.
Which is in about 5 seconds.
But the third thing is that, I mean, okay, I don't know if this will work, but I could try to summon Curtis in a safe location, not here, not in the middle of the woods, and I will let you talk to him and confirm that nothing will happen with Gully's End. Does that make you feel better?
I would like that a lot, Will.
Right. So now you have to promise that, like, you get that if you promise, like, with all your paladin-y power, all of your good guy energy, focus that into this promise to me that you are not going to make any more bargains or have any discussions at all. No words. If a dark power comes up to you in a ball form or a crown form or a voice from the sky or a voice from a fish, Bathwack, if a god tries to get you to, like, to offer you something, just talk to me first. Just, like, check with the business guy. Check with the guy that, right, got into a shitty contract, but it wasn't really a contract. Again, Bathwack, that wasn't a deal either. It was just a trick. That's what they're doing. They're tricking you.
But we have a problem.
What's the problem?
Like, Well, who are the dark powers?
I don't know.
I mean, we talked to the rainbow trout. Didn't seem like a dark power.
Yeah, but we don't know what's going on. Have you ever heard of the rainbow trout before we went to Barovia? Because so far, I have not heard of any of these gods.
Eric, have I heard of any of these?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't heard of them either.
I have not heard of the rainbow trout. I have not heard of the... I've asked this before. I have not heard of any of these animal gods so far.
No.
Granted that they're at the other side of the country, but I think, like, I mean, you're saying that there's also the monkey up in Carnivar or whatever.
It's on all the money.
Have I heard of the monkey before?
No.
Okay. So the monkey. Yeah. I haven't heard of any of these gods before. Bathwack, we're in like a different land or something. Something's not right here.
And it also seems to be changing around us.
Yes. Or I don't know.
We're changing.
Maybe. Yes, we are. I look at you and your height and your hair. Look at this thing. I swish the top of the ponytail. Like, look at this. I'm going to need to take you to a barber. Do you want to look glow like up. That forever? Glow up. I mean, for real, Bathwack, like, seriously, I am sorry. That's right. Sorry that I sent the letter in the first place. Yeah, I know I made it worse, DM. Okay, Will's like
realizing. For a moment, it felt really sincere. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
And that's what happens. Actually, he goes, I'm sorry. It's sincere. Then he says, I'm sorry. Like, Will, sorry. And then he's like, no. Bathwack. I was not a good guy when I did that. And I am sorry because you have done some good stuff for me. And I should trust you more. And I do trust you. I don't know why I didn't before as much, but, you know, whatever. I'm sorry for sending a letter when you so obviously were upset by it or not doing something to get back the letter. I mean, I probably couldn't have sent, I was sending it like right away. You didn't say anything until we were in the middle of a heist, Bathwack, a heist.
Will, you realize you can't fly anymore.
Oh, fuck. I can't fly anymore, Bathwack.
You might want to start walking.
Let's start walking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's start walking.
But I am sorry.
You still have a torch.
Gross. Stupid. All right.
I'll offer a hand to shake. what am I promising? Maybe I should just say it. So I don't know what kinds of. I just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know when we're going to see these gods again. They seem very powerful. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say, you know, hold on, let me go get my friend Will. I don't know what we're going to be
then
able to do.
Don't say yes. Just don't agree. Don't nod. Don't say yes. Don't say that sounds good. Don't say anything. Just hold on. How about I just try to stick around you for a while. This is the most horrible thing I've ever agreed to do, but I will stick around you like I'm your bodyguard. It's like a trade.
I mean, I'm already your bodyguard. I'm supposed to be around more than I have been.
You're supposed to be my bodyguard, but I look at you again. You're very short. Like, you're really short now, and I like don't know if that's even a believable bodyguard situation.
I don't feel much different, though, Will.
Okay, but you don't look intimidating, and so if I walk around, see, you know my thing. I gotta walk around and
I'm gonna try
people.
To. I'm pretty sure I can still intimidate the crap out of Will.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm still like, even if you intimidate me, I'm just like, okay, you're very scary, but I still don't know if I'm gonna walk around and like want to be associated. Like, I don't want to announce that my bodyguard is this like tiny little.
Well, it works better if it's a secret anyway.
I mean, guy that made deals with the dark powers in Barovia and here. Bathwack!
You've made deals in the past too, so.
Okay, but again, you are using the defense of that it wasn't a deal and that's why you got tricked into it. That is my same defense. I got tricked into it too. Tricked! Yes, I'm admitting. Will Pompeian was tricked! gross, terrible, dumb, mean dumb. But like, Bathwack, I'm just really nervous because I have a feeling that things are really bad here and we kind of need to be on a team. And I don't even know if you're really into this, but yeah.
All right. I think I can agree to no more gifts. Anything comes to me and it says, would you like a gift? I mean, after this last gift I took, the answer is just no.
Yes. And no, just we got to have a signal. If there's a dark power around.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Whippoorwill, whippoorwill. I'm just...
The will, these things are really powerful.
Uh-huh, I know. I know.
I just don't... I don't know what kind of promise I can make about... I doubt how much control I have, honestly.
Okay, Bathwack. This is not a deal I'm making with you that I expect you to be penalized if you can't uphold your end of the deal. I'm just hoping that we can have an agreement that if you encounter what you in any way perceive to be a dark power, try not to say yes. I have made a lot of bad decisions in my life. It has shaped everything in my life, some of the decisions I've made. They're very bad decisions. You are a Captain G good man, and you need to... a captain. Capital is what I meant to say. Capital G.
I was trying
G
to figure
captain.
That one out. A Captain G good man.
Sorry, capital. Capital G good man.
I like Captain G is his middle
captain,
initial.
Captain G Clockface. the OG Clockface. You are really like a good guy and you shouldn't be doing this. I think it's going to spell trouble for everyone, not just yourself. Me included. That's obviously one of the reasons why I'm saying all of this. But also, you're my friend. And I guess. You know what? Let's just keep walking. Let's just walk in the dark. No more words. I'm going to trust you. I'm just going to, yep.
I'll extend a hand so we shake. If you want, if you feel like it,
it's dark,
or you can just look at me
it.
Sideways, and I'll put my hand back down.
Okay, I shake his hand. I shake his hand. Woo!
Pork fried dice history, everybody.
Spanakopita.
Hey, what's mine? Don't play mine.
No, that was just stupid. A critical success for the Bathwack.
All right.
I'll tell them to come back.
We shook hands.
Gross.
It's so gross.
It's okay. Nobody knows.
It's okay. Nobody knows.
Oh, I have to unmute them.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Hi.
You're muted, Abby.
Guys, both of our characters are dead now. Good luck, Gwen and Rafina.
Right, yeah, the good news is only one person walks back out of the woods.
It's going to be a lot easier.
At least we have a boat.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We have a boat. We have a boat and a bunch of NPCs. This is great.
So
we got this.
So anyway, so that was about the first few years of my life. And,
after a long time, Will and Bathwack come walking out of the woods. Onto the beach where everybody's
what
just
do they
hanging
look
out.
Like? I mean, tired. What, like, okay, yeah, what is their emotion?
I'm tired too.
I look fine.
Will looks tired.
Will looks tired underneath.
He doesn't walk that much.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, my legs are thick now after all this hiking. Holy moly. My pants don't fit anymore.
Narrator, they're not.
They're busting out of those satin pants. Or satin
yes,
pants.
That's exactly. Right. That's right. Like the Hulk.
Oh, you're back!
Hello.
I almost went looking for you. What happened out there?
Yeah, what's going on?
We were big, amazing heroes, and we caught the person that was betraying the whole group.
I'm still holding her!
Thank you, Mo. Good job.
Thank you.
So we're
is that really necessary?
I don't know. Is protecting ourselves necessary?
Do you think we should let her go? Did you let her go?
No, but I mean, like, are we holding her like a...
Sorry, keep going.
Are we just holding people as a prisoner?
I don't really want to do that.
16 insight. You don't think she's lying?
I don't want to be the people that she thinks we are.
I think she's safe with us. Obviously, it's dark and there's wolves out there.
Will waves at her. Hi.
Okay. I think it's safest with me. But
Will, what did you do to her?
I caught her. You're welcome, Rafina. Oh, serial killer of Bear Toggle Way.
Oh, and now you're going to make her think that I really am.
I'm being sarcastic. If anyone in this group kills anyone, it's obviously Bathwack, and it's on purpose 24/7. If there are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Really?
And
6 hours.
It's only part of the day in 6 hours.
I really think we need to rest, guys. Who knows what else is going to happen?
I'm not tired, but I feel exhausted.
All right, so we rest here and we
take a nap, child.
Wake up bright early in the morning and head on downriver to solve a mystery together.
Oh, you are silly.
Oh, you guys, I'd like you to meet the new puzzle master.
Yeah, that's my title now.
Why are you the puzzle master?
Well, I solved the puzzle. Show him, Gwen.
Yeah, okay, stand back.
Uh-oh.
That's right, stand back.
Ah.
And she's going to take the box out, set it on the ground, and just say ding.
Flip, 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 flip.
That's super cool.
And it unfolds into the boat that I described before.
Is it inflatable?
Nope.
How big is it? Wooden. I didn't hear
heavy
that
duty wooden.
10 feet long.
With an anchor and sails.
10 feet long, 4 feet wide,
and oars.
2 feet deep. Oars, anchor, mast, and sail. It can hold, you think about like 4 of you comfortably.
Oh no. Okay, can I please, everyone, please. Please, may I please ride on the boat? Please. Will says please that many times.
I can make it go away. Watch. Ding.
No, please don't make the boat go. Oh, well, we're in the middle of the woods.
No, I think you have to say
nothing happens.
You just say ding, dang, dong or something.
Ding, dang, dong.
All right. It folds back up into a box.
Phew. Oh.
Denise, that acting was the cutest thing I've ever seen. She really was looking off screen like ding, dang, dong. Like she really was yelling at something. It was amazing. I loved
it. Was Chad.
It was Chad. Yeah.
No, I hear him snoring. I was yelling at McPuffin.
That was so cute.
She's my ding, dang, dong box.
Oh my God. This is the best treasure we've ever found. Ever. I don't have to be wet anymore.
Why did I get those lizards? I gave them all my food.
We don't have room for all of us on it.
Food.
Yeah, Will, we're going to take the lizards. This is a just-in-case thing. I mean, are you going to row the oars?
Can't we just, like, let it drift down in the current? Like, isn't that the way it works? Isn't that how boats work?
So David rows. How does this boat work? Can't it just go?
Go down the current.
Let's just let it boat.
Just fold in the cheese.
Come on, Bodie McBoat face, boat.
Yeah.
And are you going to operate the oars yourself?
Oh my God, I don't want to go on a lizard. Please, can we please figure out how to... You know what? I'll row. I don't care. I'll row. This can't be that bad.
I'll row too. We can row together.
Okay, can we do it just two people? Or is it like multiple people involved?
Well, there's only two oars, so I think it's just two of us.
Okay, guys, please, Gwen, please, can we use the boat?
What happened in the woods?
What do you mean, what happened in the woods? Excuse me, who's the one that ferreted? Is that a word? That's a word.
Yeah.
Totally
okay.
Word.
Mustelided.
Wait, but it's not the right word to use, I think. Ferreted.
Sure, you could ferret out. Ferret. You can ferret her out. Like.
Is that a weird thing to say about a person?
No, I don't think
ferreted
so.
Ferreted her? Sounds
well,
like a sexual
was she
thing.
In a hole?
I don't know. I mean, who knows?
You do. You were there. She wasn't.
Okay. Weren't you the one that took Halula away into the woods in the first place?
Well, you guys were arguing about stuff, and I wanted to gain some insight from Moondreamer, so...
So you decided to take the person that we were all discussing and clearly all have a, like, opinion about and just take her somewhere else and
because
let her run away.
I wanted to have Moondreamer set the record straight.
Okay, who's Moondreamer to be the authority on anything? Why don't I just... Why aren't I the final authority?
Are you a unicorn?
That's right. Listen to Will. He knows what he's talking about.
Are you a celestial being?
I mean, you don't know. Maybe I am.
I think she knows.
Also, I think that we have a situation with the room creamer, moon dreamer, unicorns, okay? So we don't know if the unicorn you talked to has our best interests at heart, do we, Gwen?
What?
That said, I totally trust your decision, and that's totally fine.
I mean,
Mark just needs to have a wiki page of the terms that I've accidentally coined as opposed to intentionally coined. Amber Tamblyn, Room Creamer.
Room Creamer was on purpose.
I think they're all on purpose.
Not like as a way to actually refer to it, though. Like, I don't think I actually intended for that to be a persistent thing.
We don't know whether Moondreamer is Moondreamer or Moondreamer is an imposter.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was Moondreamer. I mean, they knew stuff about me, and I mean...
Didn't the other one?
They did.
Hmm.
I mean... They did tell me to stop apologizing, which they always do.
Oh.
This sounds like another pickle, Ruffina.
It's actually Gwen saying.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to go offer Halula some food. I have some of the fish from it's not too old, right?
It was
You ask her as she eats it.
Try this for me. Tell me how if it's too old.
That's your role now.
Her hands are pulled behind her back, so she can't take it from you unless it's with her mouth.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Is this necessary?
Yes.
No. Hey Mo, can you release one? I want to kind of do this on the side while people are talking. Just maybe have Mo release one of her hands and offer her a choice of some food.
Mo releases her arm. Okay, Bathwack, whatever you say. And she does not move to take the food from you.
Ooh, hunger strike.
All right. I'll just sit next to her with my legs crossed and keep the food out in front. Just leave it in front of her. I'm going to eat a little bit, too, just to make sure it's not...
It's not too old.
Yeah.
Not rancid.
It's not too old. It's old.
It's old, just not too old.
All right, so we're resting here, and then tomorrow some of us take the boat, me and Will.
Yes.
Other people take the lizards.
Why am I...
We're all taking the lizards. Nobody's touching my boat.
Oh, ooh. My God, Gwen.
I mean, will we
harsh.
All fit on the lizards? I mean...
I think
plus,
so.
Wouldn't being on the boat give us an advantage if we're ambushed?
Probably.
By ruffians or thugs.
All we have to do is say that thieves. Word, and then the ruffians or thieves will leap out of the way. It's better to use it as a surprise tool.
Oh.
If you want to use the boat, you can, but you have to let Halula not be held.
No deal. I don't even know what you're going to say. No
Will
deal.
Will just jumps in the river. I'm swimming.
I'll swim to Baratagle. Halula is not to be trusted at all. She is going to run away the first moment one of us takes our eyes off of her, especially if Gwen does it. If Gwen has her eyes on her, it's not going to matter. She's still going to run away.
Well, I mean, she already did try to run away.
Right.
So I'm not sure where that leaves us.
I think pretty much at the same place as when we started the session.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true. But now we have another kid in a boat.
Because I'm the puzzle master.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't the puzzle master have a say in whether the boat is being used? I mean, if he's a member of this group, like, Gwen wants to enfold all of the peoples into this magical group we have.
Well, also you do, right?
Right. Totally want children to join the group willy-nilly. And but I'm saying, if you figured out the puzzle, then you should get a piece of the prize. That's what
I think. But Bathwack stole it, so it's his.
Oh, that's true. Bathwack, you did steal it.
What?
Did it just appear?
You know he steal it. Remember, he steal from bad people in Morrow's Inlet. This was made very clear, so you were okay with it.
Yeah, very bad people in Morrow's Inlet. All of them. Even this kid. He's from Morrow's Inlet. And even you. You lived there for 5 years, so technically, you're just as terrible.
I'm not bad.
I'm just smiling a big toothy grin.
I'm not a terrible person.
Like, only slightly terrible, because you only lived there for 5 years.
Well, I mean, we were under
just
spell.
Share the boat!
Will, come get it from me.
No, I'm not going to battle you. Do you think I had a fist fight with Bathwack in the forest? No.
I'm not asking you to fight me.
Wait, so if I can steal it off of you, I can use it?
I think she's probably just going to hold it over top of your head.
I know, she's really tall.
She's going to put it in your pocket and then say, ding.
Oh, no.
The boat explodes.
Is that a folding boat in your pocket?
Saw a lot of that at the Rolodex of Rooney.
That's right. Ooh.
I'm going to send a message.
Do it in...
Should I type it?
Yeah, in Roll20. You're not typing it in Roll20.
Oh, I have to type it in Roll20?
Yeah, whisper it to whoever you're sending it to.
No,
is
to
it
you,
to me?
Babe.
Oh, I guess you could just type it there.
I'm just typing it.
Okay. Got it.
All right.
I got it.
Okay, cool.
All right. So, Shimi starts busying himself around trying to get things ready. There's really not much to do, but he's just trying to look busy. Eventually, he settles down. He's tired. It's been a long day.
Hmm. Yeah.
His bedtime is 6 p.m. because he's a child.
I know.
He's 14.
Well, back then, everyone went to sleep when it was dark. That's true. I always like to look at this like it's an actual
like it's
time
a historical time. Yeah.
Old timey wimey.
Back
in magic times, everyone went to bed at 6 p.m.
In a couple days, you'll get the notice that you're all being called for a census by Caesar. You'll have to start making your way back to the town in which you were born.
Oh, shoot.
No, I don't want to go back there.
Gotta find a donkey.
That's where Rafina was born, a donkey.
That's right. A donkey!
So yeah, you all spend the night here on the shore together.
Lovely.
Yep.
Can we hide ourselves a little bit? Not just laying out on the shore like we're shish kebabs for the dragon. All set up on the sand.
You can hide yourself as much as you wish. Some people may, some people may not.
Okay.
The night passes uneventfully. You see the sun start to lighten the horizon in the east. It crests the top of the trees, and you all feel your life energy rush back into you.
Yes.
In whatever form that takes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and everyone smells the delicious aroma of...
Paintballs.
No, not paintballs.
That's all you got left.
No, well, yeah. Like whipped vanilla spice.
Ooh.
And everyone gets some temporary hit points.
How many? Do you get to pick who your favorite is?
Well, it's I have
your favorite?
five creatures.
So Halula, 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 and Halula.
Yeah, there's how many other people besides you? Five besides you, I think, right? Well, also there's cats and shit.
Well, yeah, so...
Or something.
Or wait, something.
So or something.
So everyone... Does it count? Do you count? Are you one of the five, potentially?
No, it's five additional creatures.
Okay, so you've got three player characters.
Yeah.
You've got Shimi, you've got Mo, you've got Halula, and then you also have... Pippa and Cowl. I don't know if Pippa counts. Or wait, no, I don't know if Cowl counts.
It would go to Halula, Mo, okay. Rafina, Bathwack, and Will would all get 14 temporary hit points.
Oh my goodness. Even me?
Wait, maybe you guys don't get that many. That might just... Wait, hold on.
Oh, wait.
Okay, sorry, you guys get 9. You get 9 temporary hit points.
9. I didn't realize I had a little box that says temporary hit points.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Have we always had that?
Yeah, it's just like we never really used it because we didn't really have that. Yeah. But now we're going to be
all
using
your worm
it every
friends
day,
give you permanent hit points.
I know. I guess I've never needed it.
Worm friends.
I have worm buddies.
But yeah, so the day breaks and you guys get to argue again about what method of transport you get to take down the river, but we'll get to have that argument next time on Pork Fried Dice and see if we actually go anywhere. The end.
I love it.
Awesome. I got 4 lines into my notes.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
Oh yeah, that was a whole dramatic thing. Guys, I wanted you to just listen to it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was learning about lightning.
Yeah, I
was
so.
Learning about the cat lawyer.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's like such an old filter. It's such an old filter. Nobody has it anymore. Everyone wants it. That cat had the perfect expression for what the guy was saying. Yeah. It was amazing.
I took this really picture of you and Mew enjoying it. You look both very stoic to me.
I want to see. Okay, I'm going to get to see. I took a oh, that's so much better than the selfie I took. Oh my gosh. That's hysterical. Yes, I was learning some interesting things, guys. They have named all sorts of parts of the lightning bolt and the way it works. It's very interesting. Did you know that you can't have a lightning bolt without there being ice in the clouds because the ice is 6-sided? Cool. Yeah.
I did not know that, actually.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
What?
You can come up and rewatch
can't
the
have
last
a
10 minutes
bolt
without ice in
because
the clouds.
Because the snowflake is 6-sided?
Yeah.
She didn't say snowflake. She said ice.
It's
listen,
Bono. Bono. With or without you.
Listen, he's taking care of his eye and brain health. Guys, yes, don't give him a hard time.
His wife bought him those. Who's taking care of his eye and brain health? I ask you.
It's Abby. Abby is in charge of everyone's everything in her house, and it would not survive without Abby, okay? Everyone needs to listen.
Okay.
I'm going to kick everyone's butt.
Tell us more about
and
lightning,
also,
Abby.
Riff
Abby. Alex is so nice, too.
Alex is in charge of the marzipan.
Yeah. What a dick.
Oh, I bet you in your lightning documentary they did not once use the phrase or something.
The guy was this guy, he looks like he's 12, but he's a professor who's teaching this course on extreme weather, and apparently his dad was struck by lightning just a few years ago when it was fine, but it was because the bark around the tree was wet. The lightning hit the tree, stayed in the bark of the tree rather than to the center of the tree. Thank goodness, because if the bark is dry and goes to the center of the tree can explode. But it goes in the bark of the tree, and it went through a root at the moment that his dad stepped on the root. And so he got a burn on his leg and got thrown up against the house, but he was fine just
That's
with the
insane.
Burn. Isn't that
wow.
crazy? So
it's crazy, yeah. Whenever I see any videos of a lightning bolt strike, like it's so explosive, you don't even realize it because you always see it. So from it's so loud, like of course we know it, but when you really see it, it's crazy, powerful, and scary.
It's insane that I still can't fathom that the temperature is like 6 times hotter than the surface of the sun. I mean, that's it just doesn't even compute.
Well, the cool thing is, like in the Outer Banks, like the sand dunes and stuff like that, when lightning hits that, like it creates like these like things of glass because it's so hot and it heats the
sand. So
super
cool. Oh man,
I think I remember learning that in a movie. Someone collected them or something.
Oh neat.
Isn't that from a movie?
Sounds familiar.
Somebody collected like That. Oh, I'll look it up later. It's probably not a good movie if I can't remember it. But that's such a cool, like, fact. That is really neat. Movie collecting sand lightning.
Sweet Home Alabama?
Yes, that's what
it
is.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
With Reese Witherspoon, right? I don't see
that's
her.
Who's in Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. So when's Gloomhaven Day?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh man, when is Gloomhaven Day?
When is Bird Wing Day?
Every day is Gloomhaven Day. Yeah, I want to play Wingspan. I want Abby to destroy me in Wingspan. That's what
I haven't destroyed anyone in Wingspan ever. I think I won against the easiest version of the robot twice in my life, and I've played many more times than two. But I still like it, and at least I understand what's going on. So.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know the rules. I don't know anything about it.
Well, so, don't learn so that I have a chance.
I'm like I'm the easy robot.
The easy robot still
Such
wins.
An easy robot.
I want you to be the dumb robot.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be playing the Spellweaver on Sunday since I had to retire my brute.
Are you supposed to get more snow?
Yes.
Like every other day this week, right?
Well, now Sunday should be okay, hopefully, but it might mess up Waterdeep tomorrow. It sucks. Because I made Zardoz cookies for everybody for Valentine's Day.
Oh, you guys play live.
That's awesome. Yeah. Whoa! What is happening?
That's a splitting maul.
That's Hallulah's axe.
So you don't need a wedge because it comes with one.
Yep, it's all built in.
Oh, Oliver's going to be really jealous.
That's fancy.
That came via Amazon. Like, it just feels weird to me that they can put that in a box and send it to our house.
There are so many weird things that you can get on Amazon.
Oh, speaking of weird things on Amazon, so I was looking, I'm trying to find tentacle, like, the tentacle vinyl things for my bathroom wall. Every time I search, like, Amazon or the internet or anything for the tentacle, like, vinyl decals, first thing comes up is tentacle dildos. Yes.
Oh, no!
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Wow, really?
Yeah, tentacles are,
oh, I'm not searching
like,
for that here.
Literally the thing that everyone online, tentacle and porn, like, those are
weird
linked terms. Absolutely. Tentacle
That's
porn.
So weird. I've never
that
heard of
that.
That
does not surprise me at all.
So,
yeah.
have you been unsuccessful at finding the tentacles you do want?
I'm finding
buying the dildos and slicing them thinly enough to put them on your wall.
I'm actually going to put them on the shelf and just like decorate with tentacle dildos around the bathroom.
That'd be amazing.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make Bathwack and Will go alone, but I felt that you guys probably could talk a little more free if everyone wasn't there.
Apparently they did.
Yeah, definitely. That conversation would have been totally different.
Yeah, it's funny. It was, yeah.
They're legally married now.
I mean, that's more the path that went.
By Moon Creamer? Was Moon Creamer still around?
It's Room Creamer.
Oh,
it's
Room Creamer.
That's the Room Creamer is a brand of tentacle dildo.
Oh my god.
At the Rolodex of Rooney.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.